Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now the 0-1. And he swings, chops it up the third baseline. Slow roller. It's going to stay fair. Untouched. A run scores. A Salvi infield RBI single. It's 2-0. He couldn't have done that any better with a pool cue.
I love that line.
It's a really good one there from Steve Stewart.
I was really hoping we were going to get a Denny Matthews drop there. Didn't get one. We'll dive back into football, and it's kind of crazy how here we are, 6:47. We've been on the air for 47 minutes. We finally get to this Royal stuff.
Yeah.
I love the 913. Finally, Royals time. Look, hey, man, you're talking to the captain of the Royal Caribbean cruise ship here, baby. I'm the one that told a text line of people a week ago on a rant that everything was going to be all right. Still going to get into the playoffs. Are we all on the same page now?
Like, if you don't think the Royals are getting to the playoffs now, what more do you need to see, right?
Are we all on the same page now? Can we all relax and understand that the Royals are a playoff team?
That's
because
right.
Now you can follow us on Instagram or X on 96.5 The Fan or The Fan 96.5. They got magic numbers, right? You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. We'll give you the magic numbers. I believe there's 19 games left of the season. I think they just completed game number 143.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals are a playoff team. The Royals did exactly what a lot of you wanted. Unfortunately, it happened on the opening weekend of the NFL.
Right, exactly.
So that's the only downside that happened for the Royals this weekend.
The NFL showed back up.
The NFL popped up, and as we knew it would, as we've seen it before, that's just what it does. It dominates sports.
Mm-hmm.
And while it dominated sports, a lot of you, unlike me, probably just ignored baseball. But if there's one thing that Joshua Vernier has told you, who will be on the show at 8:30, every single minute of his flipping life this year, there is the recipe the Royals have that are going to make them successful. And that is quite simply pitching, defense, and speed.
Yep.
And this weekend, your Kansas City Royals pitching rotation was elite, electric, and the best pitching staff in baseball. Their ERA over the three games was zero. That's a zero. That's a goose egg, 0.67. They pitched 27 innings. Obviously, they had 30 strikeouts. They allowed two walks all weekend. They had a whip of 0.59, and the opponent's average, those Minnesota Twins, had an opponent's average of 154. They shut the Twins out in games two and three, and if there's one thing that I was evidently obvious, you have your pitching rotation set for the playoffs. You will go into the playoffs, which right now I think you would play the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore. Top two teams get a bye, and then you go by seeding.
Yeah.
And you will take into the playoffs Lugo, Reagans, Waka. That's your playoff rotation. That's your three-headed monster. After that, figure it out if you can get past the first round. But your three pitchers that were that dominant this weekend were Lugo, Reagans, Waka. I was texting Henry Lake, Minnesota guy. We have a season-long bet that I might have just won.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. 24 beers from Minnesota Brewery.
Oh, I like that.
He was going to get 24 from Boulevard. Now I text him last night. I text him Tuesday night after.
Get a little of that Sweet Child Divine, which is really good. I like their brewery.
I texted Henry the Taylor Swift emoji with the heart on Saturday, and he just said, yeah, Reagan's is dealing. And then I sent him a broom on Sunday. He says, damn it, all right, we'll get you that bet.
Yeah.
And that's what you wanted. You wanted to see the Royals play a team in a situation like that, and we'll get into what is next because I know there's a lot of people. Well, now they're going to go play the Yankees.
Yeah, right.
Let's just have
fun. Why is everybody like that though? Why not just embrace, you know, what we have going on? Who cares who they're going to play next? Like, enjoy what was a weekend where the Royals looked out of it on Saturday. They came back late and they won a game. They won a game on high school TV on Friday, and then of course they finished off the sweep yesterday against the Minnesota Twins, a team that was ahead of you in the standings. And obviously the Twins are not playing great baseball right now, but still they were ahead of you in the standings. The Royals went in there and took business. I'm looking at the thing right now, but this can't be right because it has the Royals as the sixth seed right now taking on Houston. But that to me, I don't think that is actually correct right now. I'm looking for if the season ended today, you know, who these guys would play.
Well, your top two teams right now are Yankees and Cleveland.
Yankees and Cleveland would have a bye. So who is the next team? The third team
is Houston Astros.
Would be the Houston Astros, but the Royals aren't the sixth wild card team now. So
they would play Minnesota and you would play Baltimore.
You would play Baltimore. Yeah. So not a great matchup as we know, but that doesn't matter. That matchup
you had two wins that you blew in the ninth inning.
Right, exactly. So, and Will Smith is nowhere to be found.
Right.
And he was the guy blowing those games early on against Baltimore. But, you know, this series against the Yankees, this is a playoff series right now, right? I mean, this is a team that you're going against that's going to the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Minnesota is going to go to the postseason. Detroit may end up catching Minnesota and Minnesota may be on the outside looking in because that's the style of baseball that they're playing right now. Not real good. And Detroit is playing some really good baseball right now. And they're making a little bit of a run right now. So if you're the Minnesota Twins, it's no longer worrying about the Kansas City Royals or the Cleveland Guardians. You now need to hold off the Detroit Tigers because they're making a push at this thing. But I think what we learned over the weekend is that the Royals stepped it up when they needed to step it up. And that's what you want. They're at 79 wins, guys. They're pushing 80 wins right now. And you go to New York, maybe you take two out of three from the Yankees. Maybe you get a sweep from the Yankees. The Yankees are in a little bit of disarray right now, losing to the Chicago Cubs. They put Nestor Cortez in the bullpen. He's not happy about
that. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That he's voicing his displeasure. Mm-hmm. They can't seemingly get hits right now. Everybody in New York wants everybody fired and everybody benched. So this is the perfect series right now for the Royals to have. A Yankee team that's coming off a rough series in Chicago. People are fighting inside the clubhouse there in New York. The Nestor Cortez situation is brewing. He doesn't like his role. What's going to happen, you know, with all of that? So the Royals are riding a heater into New York for three games. And this is postseason baseball, guys, for the next three nights. I know we got the Jets and the Niners tonight, and the NFL likes to dominate. But for the next three nights, we have postseason baseball. Let's see what these guys are all about. Get a break on Thursday, play Pittsburgh, and then a week from today, you're taking on the Tigers.
Yeah, and you'll get that vibe for sure because, I mean, this is, you know, as of right now, you're 2.5 out of the division, right? You can still win your division.
Yeah.
That's not a huge ask
not
to
at
do.
All.
But you're 2.5 out of your division. The only problem is that you know who the Cleveland Guardians get to play.
They get the White Sox this week. Yeah, they begin. Yeah. They have the White Sox for three.
They're about to go do their thing, and you get the Yankees, which is you know.
The
no
White
big deal.
Sox won yesterday, Dusty.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, don't look now. If the Royals can go into New York and sweep the Yankees, they'll have the same record as the New York Yankees.
Yeah. The Yankees would play, you're right, the Yankees would play the Orioles in the first round, and the winner of that series would get the Yankees in the next round.
You mean what?
The Royals would play the Orioles in the first round, then they would get the winner of that series, Royals-Orioles, gets the Yankees in the second round.
Right. So as of right now, that's why these three games, you want to feel it, you want to know what it's going to be like, you want to put your team on the map, because
there's no bigger stage in baseball than October at Yankee Stadium.
And this is your roster.
Right.
And, you know, we'll dive more into the Royals with Vernon at 8:30, but this is your roster going into the playoffs because, look, I know that there are new additions, but it seems like it took a week to kind of be like, hey, guys, you're in this with us, and now Tommy Pham is your leadoff hitter, and what's one thing everybody has been begging all year to have?
A leadoff hitter. Tommy Pham's doing a nice job.
So, unfortunately, to lose Vinny, you fortunately gained some guys that have experience and hunger as well, and they have filled a void that you've needed. It's not 96 RBI at the fourth spot in the lineup or the third spot in the lineup, but it's a leadoff hitter that sets the table for Bobby Witt Jr., who can be effective that way.
Well, and that's where Bobby Witt is obviously his most effective. When that leadoff hitter gets on, it's automatic runs. And, we talked to Q about that early in the season. I said, I feel like, you know, every time that you get your leadoff guy on, it's automatic run and Bobby's going to get hit. And he's like, well, I'm glad you feel that way. But that's kind of the way it is.
Right.
It's instant offense right now. If Tommy Pham leads off with a walk, with a hit, whatever the case may be, he's on base. You got to run around with nobody out. Here comes Bobby Witt up after that. That guy's automatic offense for your team. And so you get somebody on base early. That's why I thought Michael Garcia was really good early on. He was getting on base. They were generating instant offense right away with Bobby Witt up there. So yeah, you've lost Vinny and it stinks right now, but Tommy Pham's been a really nice addition to this ball club. And sometimes you need that veteran presence that maybe the Royals were lacking at the top of that lineup. So I like the way it's shaping out right now. And dare I say this because I'm, you know, whatever. The only team right now that I'm truly scared of for the Royals is Houston. And other than that, like, Cleveland doesn't scare me if they have to have a matchup with Cleveland. The Orioles right now do not scare me if they have to have a matchup with them. We'll see more about the Yankees tonight, obviously. They came here, took, what, 3 or 4, 2 or 3 from the Royals earlier, in June, or I guess it was the beginning, in the middle of June, when they came here to Kansas City. But the Royals are a completely different team right now than they were back then. So how do they handle the moment? I don't think it's going to be too big for them either. You know, you can't go into New York and be scared. Oh, my God, at Yankee Stadium, there's 50,000 fans here for a Monday night game. Like, it's going to be the biggest stage that they've played on until they get to the postseason. But this is a good way to kind of simulate the postseason. And if I'm Q, maybe I'm managing these games a little bit more like the postseason. But he's kind of been managing those games like the postseason anyway. When you get Urseg in the 7th or Urseg in the 8th, and people are wondering why the closer isn't in the 9th. Because if you don't close out the 7th or 8th, you're not getting to the 9th inning right now. And the Royals have to do that. And so I'm interested to see how he's going to manage this game. I'm excited to see how they're going to shape up and face, you know, against New York in a big type of situation. These are the biggest three games that this current ball club has ever played. It's going into a buzzsaw in New York, and let's see what the Royals can do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.